Can't you believe it? Can't you believe it? Ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between, I'm back up in the studio like a resurrection, back up in El Garaje del Zarape, where I record The Family Cast, Food and Music is Life. Yes, I share a space with Xander so he can play his Brawlhalla game, and I'm just in here. We're doing it. It's time for another episode of Kitchen Music, Kitchen Pairing Playlists, all that kind of fun stuff. I'm going to start the show off like I start them all off by saying thanks. Thanks for listening. Share the show with a friend, all that stuff. Find me online. Find me in the club. No, find me online. Instagram.com/TheFamilyCast has all the links that you need. Links for like merch and the YouTube channel and all that kind of fun stuff. And or find me in the kitchen. Whatever you want to do. I'm Chef Josh and I have fun making music and I have fun making food and eating music. Eating food? No, never mind. Anyways, this is going to be a music episode. If you're looking for more interviews stuff, go back and listen to some earlier episodes. I'm going to start this track of music off with homies of the show, the band called 22 out of Canada, up way up north from here. I'm in San Diego, California, and they are up in Montreal, I believe. That's the right way to say it. Montreal, Quebec. And anyways, friends of the show, I had the singer on not too long ago, Jean, and then Luke from Good Riddance is their guitar player, and he was on the show earlier too. So go back and check those episodes out if you like musicians and me talking to musicians. But anyways, I'm going to play their song from their album Dismissed, and to start this off, this little three-track banger. It's the first song on their album. I don't know. No, it's their second song on their album Dismissed. I'm sorry. It's called Underneath. And then two more songs after that, and then I'll talk to you shortly. Okay, everybody, let's dig in.
I'm gonna stay behind this mask I'm wearing. I'm gonna stay behind this wall.
Man, that's a realistic game. Okay, I'm back. I got those three under in the books. That was 22. Second song was everyone's favorite band, Drug Church, with Unlicensed Hall Monitor from their album Cheer. You should check that out. I love seeing Drug Church play. They're awesome. And then to close out that little set, Dare, D-A-R-E, as with Better Off. A little hardcore, a little punk, just to get this party started, to start the menu, get your hands rubbed together, get ready for some more action. I'm going to play some more songs. I forgot to mention about that band 22 with Luke and Jean. They got another member from Good Riddance on drums, is Sean S.C. Sellers, bringing the heat with the kick pedal and the snare-y and the hi-hat-y and all that sort of stuff. yeah. And in the background music behind me is a little track that Danny Montoya made for me. He's always making music, just like I'm always making beats and producing stuff for whatever tracks people send me music to put on, and Danny makes good stuff, so check it out. I'm going to do another little thing here. Leading right into this one is going to be a Wilhelm Scream, Give Me the Shakes, from their latest album, Lose Your Delusion. Not to be confused with other bands with the same sounding title. Anyways, yeah, I'm Chef Josh. Welcome to round two of May Music Kitchen Pairing Playlist. Here we go. Wilhelm Scream, rock and roll.
Yeah, you pop up the reaper really needs this one.
Testing, checking. Yeah, buddy. Amigos y familia, that was some high energy radness. I hope you're staying awake. I hope you're enjoying this, no matter what time of day you're listening, or night, or whatever you're doing. Hopefully you are being productive, or just, I don't know if this helps you chill or not, but this is not too chill, I guess. On today's episode of the Family Cast, Food and Music is Life. Yes, I guess that would be the second course of this menu, if this were a menu, and you would be maybe getting ready to eat a bigger meal or a bigger entree, or maybe you're just sharing little plates with friends, little snacks, little aperitifs and stuff like that. Small drinks and small eats and all that kind of stuff. So that's cool. We get to hear a whole bunch of different music. Of course, you know, started that one off with A Wilhelm Scream, who's always put out lots of rad music. Go check out their whole catalog. Lose Your Delusion happens to be their latest release. And lots of talent in that band. And then, of course, you know, the mighty, mighty Bad Religion from their album 30 Years Live. That was a live version of Man on a Mission from their 1993-94 album, Recipe for Hate, Man on a Mission. Go check that out. I could be wrong in the years. Don't come at me. Actually, I want you to correct me if I'm saying something wrong. And then Gulch, G-U-L-C-H, Gulch. Check them out. The song is called Sin in My Heart, and I just really like that one. I heard it. I was driving, actually, to a show. I was driving to the Norma Jean and... who else was there? Is the Solid State tour just not too long ago at House of Blues down here in San Diego. It was kind of like a weird cloudy day in San Diego, and that song came on. I was on the freeway, and it just seemed really cool. But it was a perfect sounding song to me. I like the way it sounds. I can't really describe it. It sounds like a good glass of Merlot if you're sitting on your front porch watching the sunset. And then you get up and start dancing around like a crazy mosh pit person. And that's about it. Okay, that's it for that little session. We're going to get into some main courses here. We're going to get into some different flavors. And we're going to get into some different backgrounds and ethnicities and all that kind of stuff. So bear with me. Let me find some records. Hang on. Let me shuffle through. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. All right, I'm back. Good morning. Good morning. Hello. Good evening. Good afternoon. Whatever time you listen to me, it doesn't matter. As long as you're doing it, as long as you're listening and sharing, share your meal with a friend. Share, buy a meal, give a meal. Do that whole thing. That's what we do with music here. And we are now kind of onto the main course, if you will. Whatever you want. It depends on how you eat too. You could have the main course early. I don't care. I'm an easy chef like that. I don't force it upon you, but I do have a surprise here, a little fun treat. I got a new song from Low Coast, which is Jeff from Game Face. I don't know if you heard the last playlist I set out, the solo playlist I made. I had Game Face on there because I was playing songs from vinyl that I have, and Game Face is, I have Game Face on vinyl, and yeah, so he has a new project called Low Coast, and I'm going to play a new song from that project. It's called Hard to Believe, and then I'm going to jump right into a block from Propagandy and Boy Sets Fire, so that'll really get your juices flowing, if you know what I'm saying, okay? I'll talk about the songs afterwards, so enjoy these songs, and I will talk to you in about, 6 or 7 minutes. All right, everybody, rock and roll.
It's hard to believe we're all so connected. And it's hard to believe I barely recognize your voice. And it's harder to see you through a pinhole or a blindfold. And it's harder to reach you from each and every new low. Easy to hide and be on the winning side. We live with our albatrosses, obsessed with our wins and losses. It's hard to believe we're so independent. And it's hard to believe just how helpless we become. silence has made you an island. We're putting up guns and borders ahead of our sons and daughters. We can build our walls, but we know that won't solve it. Try as we might, we're turning the same blind eye. Time after time,
What can I say? That was oh my gosh, that was a good main course right there. I'm getting full. How about you? No, that was obviously Low Coast, the new song from Jeff's band, Jeff from Game Face, Low Coast. Check it out. But then there was Propagandi. I don't care how you say it. Just say it. Propagandi from their album Supporting Cast, which is one of the best punk rock albums out there. Of course, nobody does it better than Propagandi. They're the same. But that was tertium non dator. That's Latin for the basically the middle law doesn't exist. It's either true or false. There's nothing else in between. That's what the song is about. But basically, well, I don't totally want to get into it, but go listen to the Propagandi podcast. If you do want to get into it, you can hear all about it. It's definitely Latin. I might be saying it wrong, but tertium non dator. That means there's no middle ground, basically. The basic translation of Latin. And then I did Boy Sets Fire because I had Nathan Gray, the singer, on this show, and he's of course in the Iron Roses now, and they are an excellent singer, and they can sing, they can dance, they got it all. Triple threat kind of person right there. But anyways, that's one of the more hard songs from the album Boy Sets Fire, self-titled. It's the one with the snake on the cover. Revolution, snake kind of eating, about to eat its own tail kind of thing. Anyways, yeah, so that was the main course. Little energy, little hardcore action, little punk rock. Nobody does it better than Propagandi. I do love Boy Sets Fire too. So anyways, still alive, still with me. All right, everybody, you made it through. We're in the home stretch of the menu. I hope you're getting full. Your belly is feeling satisfied. But you're still ready for more. You need something to, you know, just take it to the next level. So we're going to do a little bit of a palate cleanser, and we're going to do a little bit of a drink pairing, and I'm going to hit you with a little bit of a last track dessert, okay? On this little course right here, this multiple course section right here. So I think what we're going to do is a little bit of a band called The Draft, which is basically, the basic way to say it is Hot Water Music without Chuck Reagan. Back in the day, you know, a decade or so ago, or a little more than a decade or so ago, Chuck's one of the singers of Hot Water Music. I don't know if you know the history of the band or not, but I'll just tell you a little bit that he just kind of split off and did his own thing. Obviously, Hot Water Music is playing together again, but there was a time where it was just The Draft, which was all the members like George, Jason, and Chris Wallard, and then they replaced Chuck with somebody else for The Draft, which is actually a super good record, in a Million Pieces on No Idea and Epitaph Records. Check it out. I'm going to play Low Zeros just to kind of get everyone back into the mood of palate cleanse. And then the drink pairing with that is going to be All Aces by X Looking Forward X, who Dogwood used to play with. And they're a rad hardcore punk band. They were on Facedown Records. They're from New Jersey. I love them. I love their just speed. Their album was called The Path We Tread, but it was 30 minutes long and like 19 or 20 songs. So if that gives you any clue, that's right. I said 19 songs in 30 minutes or so. So yeah, that kind of punk. And then I'll talk to you after those two, because then I got something to say for the last track. Okay, everybody, enjoy these two songs. Palate cleanser, drink pairing. Oh, the drink pairing itself, yeah. So there's going to be a nice shot of espresso. The All Aces song is going to be a nice shot of espresso after your meal. If you go to a real kind of Italian restaurant, like with legit Italian menu and cooks, maybe even like that, and waiters, they might just offer you an espresso after your meal, maybe a cappuccino. In a demi-tasse mug, which is the small ceramic mug, the kind you hold your pinky up. One of the reasons you hold your pinky up is because you honestly can't fit all your fingers on the little handle of the mug. It's too small. Because a shot of espresso, whether it's a single or a double or doppio, is just a tiny mug. You don't need it in a big mug. So you just get the little mug. You might get a small lemon peel on the side, and maybe a stick of sugar, which is actually it's like regular a packet of sugar, but it's in a stick form. That looks like a stick. Not really cream or anything like that. You just kind of sip the espresso and then maybe sniff or chew the melon or lemon peel. I'm sorry. But yeah, so that's a thing. That's a little pick me up afterwards. That's also what tiramisu means. Pick me up, lift me up. So anyways, All Aces is your espresso shot after the meal. And then we're going to have a little bit of a last tracker, a little bit of a bonus menu item after that. Okay, everybody, it's been fun. Actually, no, I'm going to talk to you again. So I'm going to just say a few words before the last song. So enjoy these two. Cheers. Booyah, booyah. Hope that was your espresso shot to the brain right there. Shot to the brain, espresso, yeah. Okay, I just had a little bit, so here I go. Anyways, it's been real, you guys and girls, everyone in between. Do you remember why I say that? Because, you know, there's more than just guys and girls out there. I understand that. It's all good. Whatever you call yourself, whatever you are, I appreciate you as a human being. And sometimes I feel a little bit different myself, but I'm not going to go there right now because that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. Ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between, that's the saying, and amigos y familia, thank you for listening. I'm Chef Josh. This has been another production of the Family Cast. Food and music is life. Yes, yes, indeed. Part of the Emo Brown Media Group. If you haven't checked out the Emo Brown Foundation, check them out. That's one of the found causes that around San Diego. That's a good one. I got a list of causes and nonprofits that I enjoy working with. So maybe check out the bio, Instagram.com/thefamilycast for links to stuff like Kitchens for Good, Urban Life Cafe in City Heights inside the YMCA. I mean, the YMCA in general is cool too. Shea Cafe is a collective, technically not a nonprofit org, but it's part of the school. Who else? What else? There's a bunch. There's a whole bunch, of course. City Heights Runners is part of Urban Life, so I count that as in one. And yeah, check everything out. Be good to one another. Be good to one another. It's easy to argue these days. It's easy to forget who your friends and family are sometimes because we don't always agree. We don't always agree on everything. I understand that. It's easy to just be like, well, I guess we're not friends anymore. I guess we're not good family members or whatever, but come on. That's stupid. And also a pro tip, when a band is breaking up or doing a farewell tour or anything like that, it might not be the truth. They might come back together in a little bit later, like 10 years or 20 years or something. So it's never a really goodbye until it actually is, if that makes sense. But if they, you know, last shows, there's always reunion shows and stuff like that. And yeah, so keep your hope up for your favorite bands and music and stuff like that. And, I'm not speaking for myself here with music, but I always see bands that have broken up and then reunited. Because it feels so good. And what I'm going to do is play a song by a band that has broken up but is now playing again. And they are called Bane. That's right, B-A-N-E, just like the villain in the Batman comics, but not related at all. Friend of this show, Aaron Dalbeek, Papi Dalby. Aaron Dalbeck, he does Essex Coffee Roasters, and he does a lot of collaborations with bands with coffee and tea and stuff like that. So check that out, Essex Coffee Roasters. I got a link for a discount code for y'all. Use code FAMCAST at checkout if you want to do that. Save money on coffee and stuff like that. So yeah, he's in Bane. He is one of the founding members of Bane. They are playing again. Please, if you get a chance for me, do it for me. Go to their shows. Go watch them either at a festival or one of their shows that they're headlining in June. Just see them whenever you can, because who knows? Maybe this will actually be their final backwards glance, if you know what I'm saying. So I'm going to play that song, and then I'm not going to talk anymore after the song. That's the end of the show. You made it this far. Thank you for coming to my menu. I hope this pairing does you well. I actually made a playlist for this episode on Spotify. Just look for May Punk Chef Pairings or May Punk Chef Playlist. I forget what I called it because I have ADHD and I don't remember. So yeah, everybody, it's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun. And that's about it for now. I'll talk to you on the next one. I'm doing some interviews on other ones myself. So I don't know when I'll be recording again here for this, but enjoy and send me some suggestions, famcastpod@gmail.com, or I'll see you online and or in person in my kitchen. Come get lunch. What the heck? I owe you some food at least. Okay. Talk to you later. Ciao, ciao. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to The Family Cast.